And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
This is a Madhouse Radio Classic.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Carlito. Excuse me. Yeah, no show this week. This is going to be the show for October the 2nd. That's a Thursday as usual, Madhouse Radio. Yeah, I got some things going on here. It's Athena's birthday. I got some other things going on. So no live show tonight if you're listening to this live. But regardless, we do have a best of show for you. I'm going to be playing that tonight. We've got a lot of new stuff that hasn't been heard of since it was first aired back in 2005 and early 2006. So if you've only been used to listening to the show for about a year or so, this is all new to you. This is going to be a special treat for all our podcast listeners. This is stuff that hasn't been available online in a very long time. So without further ado, let's go ahead and move on and go to our first segment. This is features former co-host Andy from the Madhouse Radio Show. He started with us originally when we first started, along with Milkman. And he didn't move away. And
please enjoy this call tone while we connect.
I'm watching one of the cats over here trying to get inside the room, fighting with the door to get in. Haha, you can't get in. Anyway, let's give Milkman a call here, see what he's up to if you don't. If you give me a moment here before we start our best of show.
Milkman!
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you're on the air. What's up, brother?
On the air?
Well, kinda. I'm recording a little intro for the best of, and I thought I'd give you a call since we're not doing a live show tonight.
Give you
a call. We're making a little intro, man. How you doing?
What's happening, B?
We are communicating 24 hours into the future, Milkman.
Oh, man. I'm a time traveler. I mean, like, I'll have, like, a movie here, Back to the Future, with a madhouse.
Yeah, and you look in your wallet, and then you're going to see the picture of your mom and your sister, and the heads are going to be disappearing, man. And then you
gotta
kiss your mom in order to, like, save the world or something like that.
Oh, geez. Does that mean, like, I'll be turning into an ape? Because I was watching Planet of the Apes, and I heard, it's a madhouse!
It's a madhouse! You know what? I'm going to play that. I'm going to play one of those bits, actually. I'll add that to the list of things to add. I will. Yeah, so I hope you're having a good week, I'm sure, right?
Yes, sir. Sure am. It's getting cold, but yeah, man, yeah. I've been busy.
Well, just to let you know, we've got some funny stuff on tonight's episode. This is for the podcast listeners and all that. We've got KDK crying live on the air. We told you about that. What else do we got? We got prank calls to the UK. We've got, a ton of stuff, Milkman. It's going to be great. I hope you get to hear it.
Dude, I won't miss that, man. You know that, man. I'm always in there for the madhouse.
All right, we'll say hi to everybody real quick and let them know that we'll catch them next week live again.
Hi, everybody. That's right, your friend in the madhouse, the Milkman. And don't forget, hold your hands high, man, for our generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia, Carlito. Thank you, my brother.
All right.
Thank you so much for providing for all of us again, once again. That way, hopefully, nobody will kill anybody.
Exactly. Milkman, don't go anywhere. I'm going to talk to you here in the past. And everybody else, enjoy the show. Have a good night. We'll catch you next weekend live. Live. Goodbye.
So, that's right, baby. Don't forget.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Good evening. It's the Madhouse. Welcome back to a new episode of the Madhouse. That is, we were missing last Thursday.
Yep.
You had something with a parole hearing or something, right?
Yes.
No, not a parole hearing. You had something.
Actually, it was psychiatric.
Psychiatric. Were you Baker acted?
No, I was attempting to Baker act someone.
Oh, you were tempted.
Yes.
Oh, your roommate. That's what it was.
I'm trying to get people locked up.
Is Baker, is that a Florida thing or is that a nationwide
thing? I don't know, but I know it's a Florida thing for sure. I make that threat all the time. If I tell them when I order my pizza, I say, you better get here 30 minutes or I'm going to Baker act you, you son of a bitch. And you're like, what? I'm like, I'm going to get you put in a fucking mental facility.
Yeah.
Because if you can't get my pizza here in 30 minutes or less, you're insane and you're a fucking bastard.
Yeah, and I know people. Tell me you're a judge. I'm a judge. Yeah. I can get it done. I'm a notary and a judge.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, hey, everybody. It's March the 9th.
Yep.
March the 9th. When's St. Patrick's Day? The 18th or something?
I don't know. I'm not Irish and I don't support those people.
What's the March of Ides? Is that the celebration of when Caesar was killed?
I don't know.
Was it killed on March of Ides or something?
No, that's just what Shakespeare wrote about it.
Oh, my bad.
That's the Ides of March, not the March of
Ides. The March of Ides. The March of Ides.
The Ides of March is like, I think it's like the latter days of, that's what I mean. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
The March of Ides.
The March of Ides at the Puerto Rican translation.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you listen to the Madhouse, and our homepage is madhouselive.com. Here with me is Andy. How you doing, Andy?
I'm great.
Good evening. Thanks. Andy, you got a job, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not for sure yet, though.
Yeah. So are you moving up from washing toilets now?
Yeah, it'll be slightly better than that.
I'm sorry. You don't do that. You're a master chef, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm a masterful chef.
KDK's, what's it called, a sous chef?
Is he?
What's that? What's a sous chef? Isn't he a sous? I think he is a sous chef.
That I think that means he like
he's a sub chef.
No, he sautés things. I don't know. I'm a cook, not a chef. So.
Well, on Iron Chef they have like the sous chef, and it's a chef that helps out the main chef, something like that. I don't know.
I guess the sous is maybe French for assistant.
SOUS, sous.
I don't know. I thought I meant that.
Hang on, watch this. I type it in the chat room. And I, here we go, watch. Here's the definition from Wikipedia. A sous chef is a chef ranking above line cooks and below an executive chef.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it's like a starter chef.
Yeah, they generally cook more than executives.
Yeah, because executive chefs don't do shit.
But far less than line cooks.
Yeah, because line cooks do all the work. And I guess a sous chef would be like the guy who just checks everything.
Oh, really? Make sure everything is going right? And then
then
the main chef, I don't know.
But they're all terrible people. Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for people who go to those schools. They're such rip-offs.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. Yeah, well, I've known people who smoke crack on a daily basis who graduated from those, you know.
Culinary schools.
Yeah, because if you go every day and you shave, then they'll pass you.
Really?
As long as you show up.
Shaved and
every day. You can't have any facial hair.
Okay.
Except for your, you can keep your eyebrows, I think.
Alright, really.
I knew one kid who couldn't spell and he graduated.
Really?
So yeah. And he works for the Jaguars.
the Tampa.
Yeah, that's where he went for his
Jaguars?
Yeah, he's not working from now, but that's where he went for his apprenticeship.
With the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah. Working for their team. Yeah, they got a chef. All the pro teams got chefs.
Have chefs? Really?
Yeah.
So what, they cook a healthy share of protein?
Yeah, they probably make a billion chickens every day. I love playing for the Jaguars. They got good chicken.
Fried chicken?
Yeah. I don't think fried. No, they probably just bake it.
Fried chicken and watermelon.
They probably got a rotisserie. I don't think they probably give you a lot of steaks and shit, and potatoes, and pasta. I bet you there's a pasta night because you gotta have like carbs and stuff.
Pasta night.
That's real easy because they don't. You know, those guys don't want fancy shit. I mean, but this kid was he couldn't spell, and he would just stab himself in the arm sometimes.
Why
take a pocket knife and just start jabbing himself? And he's like.
Why? Was he frustrated?
He just had something wrong with him. He was just kind of retarded, and he would just cut himself up. But he graduated.
And he graduated?
Yeah, and he got a job with the Jaguars.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'd love to have a job with the Jaguars and shit.
Yeah, wow. if you go and you bother, because the schools cost like 20 grand for a year, and then when you graduate, you make like $12 an hour until you work your way up, and it takes like probably like 5 years or so, I think. All right. It's like if you do that, then you have to cook the rest of your life, and that's horrible. And everybody, if you're over like the age of 30 and you're not a chef and you're cooking, you're probably like, you know, you're a cokehead or an alcoholic or something.
Okay.
It's a really sad life.
Is it really? Yeah, really. Well, I mean, you're like, you don't even, I don't know, you're not out with the people. So they kind of relegate you to like, you're so whatever that you can't even interact. You know what I mean? That's kind of like that kind of thing. No,
they just, you know, you just party every day. Those people just party all the time. They're crazy.
Explain Zolar. Carlito, popular host of PC Radio, holds a strong permanent grudge against Method actor Al Pacino for overshadowing his name. I don't have a grudge with him. I like Al Pacino. He's really? He's actually my favorite actor. He's tied for favorite
actor.
I don't
think he's really that good of an actor.
My two favorite actors are Al Pacino, and it's tied between him and Mr. Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington's not that good of an actor either.
He is a good actor.
No, he is a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
Al Pacino is the same guy every time.
Who's your favorite actor? Who you think is the most talented actor out there right now?
I don't know. You're putting that spot. I'll come back to that. Maybe Giamatti. I think Paul Giamatti is excellent.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, the guy who was pig vomit in the Stern movie. And yeah.
Did you see him in the Oscar? Man, he looked all nasty.
Yeah, well, that's that good actors are the really ugly guys. Those are the best actors.
Yeah, so is Michael Moore.
No, he's just a big fat douche.
He doesn't shave.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
He's nasty. He just comes out to the Oscars. You know his seat stinks.
I like that he's on the TV and people see him, so they can get used to, like, you know, what I'm going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah, but honestly, Michael Moore comes across as a person of the caliber who does not take a shower daily.
Yeah.
Or might smell. I hear Star Jones smells.
I would imagine they're smelly people.
Yeah. Well, I hear Star Jones is a very smelly woman. On the Stern Show once, they said that there's a member of The View who is like all the other women on The View think she stinks. And you know who it had to be out of all the women on The View. It's got to be Star Jones. You know what I mean?
But then, you know, it could be Barbara Walters.
You think Barbara Walters stinks? She doesn't stink.
Old women like that are cooler by smell.
Nah, like
especially
that.
Especially if she's still getting it.
She smells like oil of Olay.
Old jizz in there.
Oil of Olay. You know? Like that smell?
Jizz in her cooter.
Yeah, anyway. I like that smell, oil of Olay. Reminds me of my grandmother. And she was a wonderful woman. You don't remember that time we went to some shop, some porno, like that huge porno mega house with that porn freak Arium?
Yeah.
That Cuban kid?
Yeah, I remember.
They look white, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that there's like this old lady is like in her 70s?
No.
And she had that smell of old lady on her?
Why are you looking at old lady?
No, she was in the porno shop and then we got, like, she walked by us. And you could smell the old lady smell, like she's wearing like old lady perfume or something. And Arium told me, and never in my life would I think I would smell that smell in a store like this, in a porno store. It was really disturbing because it makes you think of, like, you know, like, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but anyway, what was I saying? We're in the this is the Madhouse every Thursday night on Prank Call Underground Radio over at madhouselive.com. And that's our homepage for the show, madhouselive.com. Once again, that's madhouselive.com. KDKprankcalls.com is the homepage for PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. I believe we're also being broadcast tonight on AIMBUM. So right now we have listeners on PCU, AIMBUM, and then my personal stream. So we're doing pretty good. I had to add these three numbers. So many listeners. We got 50, 68 listeners right now. We have 45 on PCU. And we have 18 on AIMBUM, and we have 5 on my personal server. What is this called, dude? Hit City? I think this guy's... Man, I forgot the name of his fucking website now. Not his website, but the name of his shit. Did I tell you my friend and I run a prank show? No, I didn't know that. Anyway. Yeah, I'm losing here. Yeah, normally Milkman's here with us, but he is not available. He was here, and then he disappeared after a second. My mouth's really fucking...
Probably to do something important.
Yeah. He just, all of a sudden, he just, let's see, he says, call me.
Oh, they're about to go on, I better moose.
Oh, he's there, dude, I had the Where's screen it? Too low.
Oh, that's fucked
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. That's like locking your cat.
You should let Milkman gong you.
Do you know that I accidentally locked the cat in the room for 2 days?
Nothing wrong with that. The cats can entertain themselves.
Yeah. All right, I forgot about Milkman there. We're just talking some bullshit. We're trying to get Milkman on, who is the normal... co-host. Would you say he's a co-host? Or would you say he's the program director?
Yeah.
he's
a program director, but he can't even get on the air most of the time. We never talk to him.
Right.
Hey, Milkman.
Hey, man.
What's
how
up, buddy?
Doing?
Hey, what's up?
Madhouse. A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Booking reservations, press 1. Conference events, parties, weddings, press 2. For the hotel operator, press 3.
Front desk.
What do I hit? I wasn't paying attention. 1.
Thank you for calling the Fortune Marriott. Bedroom reservations, press 1. Conference individual reservations or groups of 9 or less bedrooms, press 1. For groups of 10 bedrooms or more, press 2. hotel operator. You are being transferred to group reservations.
Group reservations. Wow.
Yeah, you want to talk to the front desk.
I got to talk to the manager. I know. They got a good weather, man.
Good evening, Swansea Marriott. Someone direct to call?
What's your name, sir?
Alan.
What, is it kind of smartass? Alan?
I beg your pardon?
Are you some kind of smartass, sir?
What's this call regarding?
I need to speak to the head manager. Why would he hang up on me?
Hello?
Yeah, what was that all about, huh?
He's monitoring the phone call.
Are you monitoring the phone call, sir?
Are we monitoring it?
Yes.
Sorry, what's the call regarding?
Well, I had a problem with the room that I had down there, and I need to talk to the head nigger in charge.
Head nigger.
Yes. Can you please let me talk to the head nigger in charge?
All right. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
He said the N word like a brother would. Didn't you hear that? He said the head nigger. Yeah, he did. He said head nigger in charge. Man, that was pretty good. I gotta isolate that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a funny thing.
That's a funny little drop. Funny little ditty right there.
HNIC, man. Head
nigger in charge.
Oh, look at the Jay Litt number.
Yeah, I saved that.
We should have got a call. What the fuck is that? You got a rooster here?
I got a...
Trying to make it more like Puerto Rico.
There's a number for the plumber.
Where's this at? In Brixham?
The plumber in Brixham Devil.
All right.
Carlito. A young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in the world of criminals who operate above the law.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning, hello. Is this the plumber?
Yes.
Sir, we got a really bad smelly mess over here. We're wondering if you could come help us clean it out, please.
A smell?
It's an overflowing of the toilet, and it's a toilet problem, so we're wondering if you could come. We'll pay you as many euros or whatever it is you guys use.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm here in Devon.
Address.
Devon? 123 Sesame Street.
That doesn't tell me. What part of Devon are you in?
I don't know. South Side.
Sorry, that doesn't tell me anything at all.
Alright, well, let me explain to you what's happening. The toilet, this gentleman came, he threw up, and all over, and it's really, really friggin' dirty, and it smells horribly. So we're calling the plumber to come down and clean it for us real quick, if you don't mind.
Sorry, we don't do that.
Don't you do toilet work?
Yeah, we do, but...
It stopped up. It doesn't want to flush, and it makes this noise. And the water came out and everything. The water came out and everything. Come on. Look, do whatever you have to do as long as you clean it, okay?
Cheerio.
Cheerio?
Please enter your destination number now.
What did he say at the end? Was that Cheerio?
He said Cheerios.
Yeah.
Cheerios, sorry.
Because that's what he wants to eat.
I like cereal.
Yeah, I guess so. I have no idea what to tell him for an address. I don't know how to do it. I told him 123 Sesame Street. I don't know.
Hey, Torquay. Yeah, I was trying to send you messages, but you've already...
You told me to suggest anything. I got a logger stuck in a hole of the toilet. He was highly recommended. We'll have to do that some more.
Meemiyat kuj cheer paake rakh la palle vich mukhda luka ke rakh la.
If I had the number for Frank Mrs. Jones,
I'd totally call her whenever he's at work. Oh, he was there. Oh, I guess that's too late.
He seems like he has there all the night.
Yeah.
Hello, how can I help?
Hello, is this the Alcoholics Anonymous?
It is, yes.
Okay. My name is Billy Mira.
Billy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm Jackie.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic.
Right, okay then. Is this the first time you've phoned up the phone line for help?
It's the first time I found out I'm an alcoholic, I suppose. I got your people's test over here that I just took.
Oh, right, I see. The little bit booklet thing.
Yeah, I got a 72%. What's that mean?
Well, you must know inside if you think that you're an alcoholic.
I had a dream. I drank so much tonight in my hotel room that I actually passed out on the floor. I hit my head so hard, and then Jesus came down and told me that I was an alcoholic and gave me this number to call, apparently. I found your little card, your little booklet here.
Yeah.
At the same time.
That's brilliant, yeah.
That's brilliant, isn't it, then? So are you...
It is. I had that experience. I got on my knees, and I prayed and asked Jesus to help me, and then my cravings were took from me. It just worked like that for me.
So you used to be an alcoholic yourself?
I'm an alcoholic, yeah, right, covering the day at a time, yeah.
So what did you replace? What did you replace alcohol with?
Life.
Life?
Mm.
Love?
I go to meetings.
Okay.
Do the program, the 12-step program.
Is it okay for me to drink? Is it okay for me to continue to, I don't know, like at least hyperventilate myself on a regular basis to get a high?
Oh, I don't know about that. No, I don't understand what you mean.
Can I drink before 12 in the afternoon? Is that a problem?
Can you drink before?
Yes, 12.
Well, if you're an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
then. And you've got a problem. So for me personally, I can't drink alcohol at all.
Well, look, here's what's the only alcohol I have left is this bottle of mouthwash right now.
Right.
And I heard if I drink enough of it, like I can actually get drunk.
Yeah, I've heard that, but
I have it in my hand right now, and I'm about to drink it.
Well, you'll have to make that your choice, won't you?
Oh, well, I think I will. I mean, you're not really helping me out. Can you give me a reason why I should not drink this bottle of mouthwash right now?
I don't know how much you're drinking, you see. I wouldn't drink that. You phoned up for help.
So what do I do then? You're supposed to help me. I'm telling you, I got the bottle up to my lips right now.
You've got the bottle up to your lips?
Yes.
And what I'm saying is, do you really want that mouthwash?
Hang on.
Well, then that's up to you.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah.
Do you want help?
Yes. Help me, please.
Well, if you give me your name, I can get someone who can call you, and...
My name is...
Your name is Billy, isn't it?
My name is Al.
Al?
Alcoholic.
Right, okay then. See if you really want.
Enter your destination.
Yes, I need your help. You can drink half, baby.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hey, this is music and video department because I got the wrong department.
Sorry?
Is there anybody in the television clothing?
What is it? Sorry, if you hang on a second.
Hurry up.
Oh, how can I help you?
Oh, well, I asked you if there's anybody in the television clothing department.
And I asked you to hang on a second. I was turning the music down.
And then you remembered, and then you asked me again. I mean, what is this? What kind of way of business is this?
Please enter your destination number now.
Did she say welcome to Belzig Oven? Welcome to Belzig Oven. You put him in the thing.
Hello, I'm using video.
Madam, I would like to apologize for my previous transgressions.
I'm not the person you spoke to before.
Okay, well, I was rude to her, and I would like to apologize to her, but can you help me first?
I'll try, yep.
Okay, well, the issue is I'm looking for television clothing. I was looking for the person in that department. And she kept asking, she's like, what? What? You know, she kept asking the question again and again.
Well, I'm not too sure what you're asking for either. A TV quote?
Clothing, ma'am.
Clothing?
For the TV.
Who does clothing?
For the television, you twit. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You have to phone back.
No. Come on. I'm sorry. Come on, baby. I'm sorry. Damn.
Please enter your destination number now.
You'll have to go to... I don't know what department this was. Shit.
March 2nd, the government announced its decision on the royalty rates internet radio webcasters must pay the music industry to license the music we play. The problem is the new rates amount to over 100% of even the most successful webcasters' online radio revenues.
Hello, Judge Colvin.
Hey, is this the lady again about the TVs?
And TVs?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dining Room Leisure.
What's her name?
No, I have had that conversation before.
What the hell, ma'am? What is your location inside the store, please?
Enter your destination number.
These people just sound like these people. They're sick. Assholes. They think their shit doesn't stink.
This means unless the rates are checked.
Good morning, Arthur Govan. David speaking. How can I help you?
At once. Finally, I speak to a man. How are you, sir?
Hi, how you doing?
I can't stand the fact that you people have women working in stores like this calling the shots, you know? I've been hung up on twice by these women.
Who is this calling anyway?
Well,
I'm a customer.
Yeah, I'm a customer. I've been calling in. I purchased something, and I need to come pick it up, and it's television clothing, and I've been asking for that department for a while, and every time I ask for television clothing, these horses-ass women here, you know, they don't understand what I'm talking about. They hang up on me.
Well, I need to find out who's answered the phone then.
Well, find out. Hurry up. I need names and badge numbers, please.
Names and badge numbers?
Please, if you can.
Well, I'll need to find out who you spoke to. How can I help you anyway?
Well, I'm looking for television clothing. I said I made a purchase. I bought two large television clothings. And
television?
I need clothing.
Clothing?
Yeah.
Television clothing?
Yes, sir. Television clothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you bastards call it here, but we call it television clothing back in the States.
What is television clothing? Is it just ordinary clothing?
Yeah, whatever. It's for the television, man. The TV. The telly. What do you guys call it here? The telly machine? You know the
machine? We call it TV.
The television machine.
The tube.
Television machine? Oh, the television machine?
Yeah, you got a television machine there?
No, we got a TV, but not a television machine.
That's what I'm saying. We call it a television machine, man. You know, what are you talking on right now? What are you talking to me on?
On a telephone?
No. The telephone machine.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Telephone machine. An answering machine.
Telephone machine, man.
Answering machine.
What's in your hand right now? What are you holding?
A telephone.
Telephone machine.
Well, we call it an answering machine.
No. It's just a machine.
Yes. Well, we can tell what you're looking for, then. What are you looking for?
How do you get to work in the morning?
Same problem as you, by car?
Yeah, well, it's the car machine, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you take the car machine.
Uh-huh, we call it a car.
The car machine, no, but it's a car machine.
We call it a car.
Yeah, well, I don't care what you call it, man, but I'm looking for television clothing. You see, we have differences, but together, we make a pretty good team, you know?
Television clothing?
Television clothing, yeah. Look it up in the manual.
Television clothing?
You got an English to American...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you have an English to American dictionary there?
No.
No? You sure you don't? It's a pretty big store.
No.
Why don't you look it up on your computer machine?
Who is this?
You got any book machines there?
Who is this?
My name is Jack Valente and I just had a stroke.
Right, and...
Don't forget the stroke part. Whatever that was.
Gordon Roach in Scotland. Milkman, remind me I have to talk about the new CD. I have to talk about the new CD, remind me.
6494.
Hi, what's going on, buddy?
What?
6428. Hello?
You called the wrong number.
Is it 6494?
It is.
This is 6428, how are you doing?
Who the hell are you?
Copying, what's your current status, 6494, over.
Listen, who are you?
This is 6482, and I'm asking for your status, 6494, do you copy? What's your 1012, thank you.
Would you get off the phone? It's only 20 past 7 in the morning in Britain.
What's the big fucking deal? It's Friday, dude.
Enter your destination.
Pick up the UK.
We're the ones that got it down properly.
6184.
6257, what's your status? Over.
Wait, this is a private house in Scotland.
It's a house in Scotland. Can you say freedom for me, please? Freedom! Say it. Say it. I command you, I'm American. Say freedom.
Listen.
Just say freedom, asshole. Please, just do it for me. You gotta bust my load. Say freedom. Oh, fuck, I wanted to say freedom.
Hello, how are you? Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, is this the taxi company?
Which one?
Niven?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was wondering if I could come down, but I don't want any problems. I have a dog. You know, I heard very bad things. You people do not take dogs in the car, and, you know...
We do take dogs in our car.
What?
Who's calling?
I'm calling from America.
Okay, so why are you calling us?
Because I want to let you know that in America we have these rules where you must accept a dog if it's a guide dog.
Well, we do accept dogs, okay?
Well, look, lady, this...
It was a situation that got out of hand, and things have been said that shouldn't have been said by the press and all the rest of it, and we have nothing else to say.
Well, let me tell you something. This is America, and I'm going to be suing you because of what you did.
Oh,
you piss off, woman.
I didn't say piss off, so don't talk to me like that.
I heard what you said. You know, in America, you wouldn't be allowed to vote.
And who cares what happens in America?
Well,
we live in England.
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
You never did, and who helped you out just now?
No, you're not.
You are. He is crazy, man.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Fuck you! Call me a bitch, you cheeky fucker.
Cheeky fucker? What the fuck is that, bitch?
Hello. Excuse me, what's your name?
Hey, who's that woman you got over there talking
to
your woman?
Who is this? You're a prankster, yeah?
Who's that woman you got talking on the phone to me, boy?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Joe America.
Joe America.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Listen. Yeah, like, we could sue you. Do you want us to trace your coin to you, yeah?
Yeah, do it, boy. You can't... I'm American. You can't sue me. You owe me.
Are you as gay as you sound?
Shut up, milkman.
Yeah, whatever. Goodbye.
Hey, we saved your asses in World War II. Damn it.
Thank you for calling All Morning Foot Locker. This is Ben. How can I help you?
Hey, Ben. This is Foot Locker, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ben. My name is John Bozell, and I came in the other day, and I got a pair of your sneakers there,
mm-hmm.
Nike sneakers. There's something about the 20, you know what I'm talking about?
The 20?
It's something like that, man.
Uh-huh.
I got them for as a gift for my son.
Uh-huh.
Now, we went down to the beach over here, and we had just finished seeing a scary movie on TV,
mm-hmm.
and we went down to the beach, and these kids were letting off fireworks, and I got so scared from watching the fireworks that I actually did a poo in my shorts, you know.
Okay.
And they have gone all over the sneakers, and these gentlemen were down there drinking, and they started laughing at me. These gentlemen did, and we went ahead and started walking back to the car, and I slipped on the sneakers with the poo on the asphalt right there, and I burnt my hands on the black asphalt. And I want to go ahead and sue you for selling them to me. And I was wondering if you gave me the corporate number for this shoe manufacturer, Nike, so I can go ahead and sue them.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that.
Well, sir, you sold them to me fair and square, and I fell down here, and I got, you know, first-degree burns on my hands. And these gentlemen laughed at me, and I'm suing my son as well for buying these damn sneakers for me. Now, he said fair and square he's not going to go return them, but by God, I'm going to sue him, and I'm suing you, and I really need you to get me your corporate office, like, address or something so I can send this out.
You can't sue us for that.
Well, sure I can. America's a free country. I don't know if you knew, Honolulu is the last state to join in.
Oh, Yeah.
Where you been, buddy?
You really can't sue us for that. Whatever that happened, that had nothing to do with us.
Well, sir, by law, by God and by law, you need to give me the address, though, no matter what, if I ask.
I can give you the address. I can give you the phone number.
Well, you sold him to my son. He said that you sold him to him, and we got your name on the receipt here.
My name is not on the receipt.
He wrote it down after he did the transaction. He wrote it down right there after he signed the Visa card.
What's my name?
Sir?
Huh?
You told me your name in the beginning of the damn thing.
I'm sorry?
Sir, he's got your name here fair and square, and I really need...
my name?
Can I go ahead and get your last name and your social security number, please?
You ain't getting my social security number.
Well, do you have a Visa debit card, or maybe I can put the deposit down?
No.
On the lawsuit?
No.
Please, man, I just need to make a deposit on this. You're going to lose my apartment.
I'll give you the corporate number. You can call them.
How about $29 to help me out with this deposit on my apartment?
No.
I lost my job. And I'm just trying to sue someone, and I thought maybe I'd try to get...
Okay, unfortunately, that's your fault.
Was there someone else that maybe I could sue for something?
Hold on. Why don't you hold on, please?
Okay.
That's retarded.
He was getting a call.
In my pants, can I sue you?
Yeah, but what can you do?
Barth is, we're no longer accepting phone orders.
Hello, yo, what's up?
We're no longer accepting phone orders.
Oh, that's alright. Can I come in and pick it up?
You sure can if you make it before 9.
Oh, shit. Alright, do you guys have that, you guys have chitlins?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, and how you make those? What are they made out of?
What is chitlins made out of?
Yeah.
They're just pig intestine.
Pig intestine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think that make me throw up. I thought that was, yo, let me tell you, you sound like some sweet brown sugar. All right, let me ask you this. The pig intestines, can I get that sauteed with a little butter?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Bertha.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Who am I talking to?
Trina. We're no longer taking phone orders.
Yeah, how you doing? That's all right. My name is Ramon.
Okay.
And I write for the local Herald.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing a review of all the restaurants in the area that make chitlins.
Okay.
And I just want to know, you know, why do you think you guys have the best... Why do you think you have the best pig intestines in the neighborhood?
Because everybody comes back for them.
Is that right? Now, where do you get your pig intestines from? Do you
hold on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Rod. Who's this?
Rod, it's Ramon. What are you doing, man?
Ramon?
Yeah, I write for the local Herald in the area, and we're doing a review on soul food restaurants.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to find out about, you know, what's your specialty?
Our specialty?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, we do it all, man. Fried chicken, you know, pork chops, short ribs, oxtails, we do it all.
Now, what about, I heard you guys have very good chitlins there.
Oh, yeah, we got some good chitlins.
All right, so let me ask you, do people, like, come out of the way to eat that food or what?
Do they come out of the way? What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, like, you guys have, like, I mean, well, I'm going to come down there and sample the food, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I got to write my review.
Okay. When you come in, you know, this will save you a lot of time. You know, the L.A. Times did a big review on us, you know?
And what'd they say?
Well, they talked about everything we do. Charles Perry, he's a famous food critic for the L.A. Times.
Oh, yeah, no, Charles is my boy. Charlie.
You know,
yeah, man, I hung out with that dude. Shit.
He did it for us, you know, and his column in the L.A. Times. So
yeah, he got a small little penis, but he's all right. Got a cock the size of a thimble.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
I'm telling you, man, I was hanging out with him. We all went down to this gangbang, man. He couldn't even pull it out. Anyway. All right, so I'm gonna come down here. I'm gonna sample your food. You're not gonna know who I am, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I didn't know who he was either until he pulled it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, so listen. So you got some good. If you were written up in the L.A. Times, you got some really good soul food there.
Well, that was his opinion. We've been around for 40 years, so, you know, that tells you something right there.
And this is like a family business.
Yeah, family.
It's like incest and shit. Yeah. All right, cool, man. I like that.
All right, man, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you in your small penis, all right?
All right.
All right,
I'll see
brother.
You in your big cock.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother.
What the fuck was that all about? That's insane. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
What the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
Was that even funny?
Yeah, it was funny. It was weird. Hang on. You know what I mean? It's okay.
Yeah. I don't know, you know.
That was funny, though. We were both laughing. You were laughing, right?
Yeah, I left the
first episode. Andy,
can't hear me. I'm glad you were laughing.
It was good.
All right,
man.
Well, listen. I want to tell you guys, you know, Milky, Carlito, and whoever the fuck the other guy is.
Andrew.
You guys are all right.
Hey, you're all right too, man. You take care.
I like your show. I like the way you guys. I like the way you guys run it. I like.
No, no, no.
You know, just everything, man. Yeah, yeah. Why am I in echo chamber? Fucking KDK. You guys are having some audio shit tonight.
I don't know. Well, everybody's got to complain. Everybody's got.
I'm not. KDK says Lego is an echo chamber. Well, you know what, KDK? Just make pretend I'm Robert Plant, all right?
Yeah, well, KDK's perfect.
Like Led Zeppelin and shit.
KDK's perfect.
Dude, KDK, man, you know, you can't fuck. You know, you don't get better than KDK.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm not. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being KDK, I guess I'm a 3. There you go, I admit it. Is that what everybody wants? There it is.
Well, are you saying, what, 3 inches?
No, just 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Come on, man.
Dude, let me tell you right now, okay? Fucking Madhouse is Carlito, man, this show fucking rocks. I don't care what anybody says.
You get a movie.
Yeah, I should get a movie, damn it. Where's my movie coming, Lego? Where's my movie deal?
What movie?
Exactly. We'll talk. Lego, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dr. Lego's Mental Discrepancies.
No joke, dude. Tomorrow night's going to be a slamming show. You don't want to miss tomorrow night's show. It's going to be fucking groundbreaking history.
Lego, how long have you been married to Miss Kim? And is that your first marriage? Do you have any kids?
Oh, yeah. I'm with Kim 15 fucking years, dude.
15
that ain't no
years.
Joke. I'm not married to her that long, but I'm with her 15 years. But I'll fucking bang Kelly Pickler if she's around.
Yeah, well,
Kim knows the deal. Kim knows if I find a fucking hot chick that I want to bang, I'm just going to bang her, and that's it. And, you know, she wants to fucking leave, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. That's what you do. Yeah, hell yeah, man. You tell her how it is, man.
You know, because, you know, seriously, what's the big deal? I'm not going to marry the other chick. I'm just going to fucking use her for a snatch.
Yeah, well, that's a very nice thing to say about your common law wife, man, or whatever she is. Will you tell her I said hi? Tell her before you sign up.
Well, thank God I ain't got a bald spot or nothing, man. I got freaking long ass wild hair. Thank God I ain't got a bald spot.
What color hair do you have?
It's black, man. Long and black. It's probably not almost to my knees.
No way is it to your knees. That's so.
Yeah, creepy. Man. Seriously,
why,
man.
Why do you have your hair?
Because I got a long ponytail, dude. I've been wearing it for, oh, God, it's probably been about that
years.
Same length for
50 years.
No, I've had my hair hasn't been cut in over 13 years, dude.
30 or 13?
13 or 14, man. Oh. It's been this long for about
that's long.
5 or 6 years now.
Does your hair grow
quit
faster
a long time ago.
Than human hair? Like boat man hair grows faster than human hair does, right?
No, my hair, okay, dude, when I got my hair cut, okay, I used to do the little, you know, do the hairstyle, come again, flip it back, you know, make it look at all, you know,
yeah.
And all that shit. I got so damn tired of that. Dude, I would have my hair cut in 2 weeks before the end of the month. I'd have to get another freaking haircut. That's how fast my hair grows, man.
Yeah, I shave my head, so that way I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I do shave my chin. You know, I don't believe in shorn nads. You know, when you're going commando, you don't need that. You know, that last bit of that last bit of insulation removed.
Hey, so, what is he saying?
I don't
What are you saying, though, man?
Milkman's just saying Milkman.
So, yeah, actually, you know, so I do sport the hornet's nest, too, so.
I don't know what a hornet's nest is.
What's that?
That's some island. Okay, what is
it? You might not have been around it. It's kind of like there's an ongoing joke, okay? Just real quick. Back in the 70s, okay?
In the 30s.
Children are right out there. Long time ago, back in the 70s, before the
80s. Your parents were born.
You know, maybe into the 80s. Okay, girls did not shave that shit, okay?
Yeah.
Man, you pulled that freaking panty down, and, man, you had this, like, bush, man. It looked like a freaking hornet's nest. Boy, man, you get that fucker all excited, man, that son of a bitch come out and sting you. Out of the hornet's nest.
So do you have your pubes braided down to your knees?
Oh, hell.
Yeah, you got one going on to the other side.
That's another neat thing, man, because once you got that damn hornet's nest all excited, besides stinging you, it starts to scraping on you like a damn Brilla pad, man. That action right there is enough to bring you to your knees, man. I mean, you know.
And so's all chlamydia licked up.
Yeah, you ain't working that thing, keeping her going steady, man. You're gonna be crying out pain because, man, by the next morning, you know, your shit's gonna be tore up.
I love it when he's happy.
Milkman's cracking himself up over there. That's always gonna hear you happy, Milkman.
Yeah, I just remember when he used to get laid in the '70s.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wow. What the hell always happens?
Do you ever comb your hair forward and pretend you're Cousin Ed?
No, but I have done it before just to freak people out because, you know, most people don't realize, you know, that I have long hair.
I don't know if you really have to do that to freak people out, Milkman.
No, I take my long hair and I put it inside my coveralls for work.
Yeah.
No one knows I have long hair.
Oh, okay. I get it. You got to tuck in.
Unless you paid attention.
All right, hang on. We got a special call. We haven't had this guy.
Hello?
Who is it?
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Great. Burn.
What the hell?
You got burned. Burn.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this the liquor store?
Yes, sir, it is.
Great. What kind of beer specials you're having tomorrow?
What kind of beer special do you like, bro?
Well, anything green going on over there tomorrow, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, for St. Patrick, they didn't make this year anything green. Only you have to buy food dye, you know what I'm talking about? The green color?
Do you have the food dye there?
They mix it. Yeah, they mix it with any beer.
What's the secret ingredient in green beer?
Green beer.
Do you know what the secret ingredient is in Irish green beer? I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
It's the blood of Iraqi children.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah? Are you Shiite or Sunni?
Excuse me?
Are you Shiite or Sunni?
I'm a Catholic, bro.
My ass. Okay, you're the Apostles' Creed in 3 seconds. 2, 1, go.
Okay.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Go ahead, continue. Come on, Catholic.
Why don't come over here?
Creator of heaven and earth.
Why don't come over here? You look like you got nothing to do, man.
And in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord.
Of course, Jesus Christ, bro.
Who was born of the Virgin Mary.
We are not those Catholics that want you guys in here. We are the old church, bro.
The Catholic is the devil's church, I heard.
That's by you guys, not by us.
Who am I supposed to be
now? Because you guys, you don't believe in nobody.
I'm a Catholic, you asshole.
I don't think you are a Catholic, asshole. If you are really, man, get your ass over here.
Look, I was just doing the Apostles' Creed. You can't even do the Apostles' Creed, and you say you're a Catholic. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what? Why don't get your fucking ass in here, fucker?
Why don't you suck at this? Suck this
dick. Fuck yourself. You could fuck yourself?
Yeah. Are you wearing women's panties?
I don't like what's my fan with an asshole like you.
Let me ask you. Do you have black panties or tan panties on tonight? Sir. Son of a bitch.
That was kind of cool. I wasn't being ahead. I was paying more attention to the cat.
He's gonna call and be a dick.
Yeah, that was kind of. I kind of lost into that one. That was kind of funny. The blood of Iraqi children. I said.
I know. Wow. Look at you.
That's pretty sick. I'm sorry.
It got hateful.
Yeah. The blood of Iraqi children. Next is going to be the blood of Pakistani children. I will hit a nerve at some
Iranian
point.
Iranian children.
Iranian children, they're next.
Yeah, that's who's going to be that. Next.
Yep, you're on notice, Iran, all our Iranian listeners.
And then China.
Yeah, all our Iranian listeners. You know what happened to our Iranian listener? What was his name? What was that guy? That Muslim dude? He was really weird. Someone mailed him a used condom. I forgot his name already.
Kevin?
DTT.
Did you ever talk to
DTT? No,
yeah, I remember him calling in.
DTT, yeah. He's a Muslim. He's Iranian, you know. Persian, you think he says.
You get rid of those.
What?
Don't leave those on there.
These?
Yeah. No. Okay. These.
Oh, yeah, I gotta consolidate all those together. Anyway.
Shamrock Limousine?
Shamrock Limousine.
Yes, great. I have a question, sir. What kind of Irish special are you having tomorrow for Irish Day?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Friday?
Yeah.
What did you guys want to do?
Isn't it tomorrow St. Irish Day or something like that?
Yeah.
McIrish Day?
Always got special.
Yeah.
Always got special.
Okay, well, why don't you...
Daddy's Day tomorrow.
Why don't you sell it to me? Stop being a jackass, first of all. Can you sell it to me?
Yeah, we can. We can give you astronomical rates.
Astronomical rates. Astronomical, sir, astronomical rates.
I can give you the car Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at discounted rates. Are you interested?
Let me ask you before we get into that. Have you been drinking a little bit of whiskey tonight, sir?
You know what? I'm a non-drinker ever since I got married. I stopped drinking. I'm in the transportation business. It's not advised for anybody to be drinking in the transportation business.
But you were an alcoholic before, though, right?
No, absolutely not.
I don't know about that. You sound like you're a little sloshed right now.
No, I have a lot of responsibilities. We shuffle a lot of people around, and it's not a job to be drinking.
He sounds drunk, doesn't he? But yeah, you sound really seriously, sir. Can you blow into the phone for me real quickly and get a blood alcohol content read?
They say that if you ever get pulled over and if you have to blow, they say you gotta blow as hard as you can, and you'll beat it.
No, that's stupid. Do you know what it does? Seriously, it blood from your lungs. That actually travels up, gets metered by it, and the alcohol content in that is. If you do that, you're going to give yourself more chance of failing the test, there, buddy.
That effect. See, I just listen to ManCow 101.9 in the morning. That's
fuck ManCow. A faggot. ManCow. He's a faggot too. Yeah. Why? What did he get rated? The number one shock jock in America two nights ago. Is that what I heard?
What do you think about this Howard Stern's going over to Sirius Satellite Radio?
Yeah, imagine that. Who's this now?
My name is Tony.
No, I'm talking about who you're talking about. Howard who?
Howard Stern.
I never heard of him. What's he do exactly?
You know what? He rocks.
Yeah, you can't be.
I'm not doing too good though.
Wait a minute. You're a ManCow fan and you're also a. A Howard Stern fan.
I'm a fan of anybody that
anyone out there
puts me over the radio. ManCow puts me on Howard Stern. I got to look up Howard Stern someday.
Yeah.
How about you? What kind of business are you in?
Well, you like Carlito? He puts you on the air too.
I you know what? Anybody that gives me good press they ride my limousines free.
Hey Tony.
Hey, that's what we just
did. Tony, do you know the phrase that pays?
The phrase that pays?
Yes.
I know when we need to barter time.
Well, if you can say the phrase that pays, you win the prize.
The phrase that pays?
Yes. You win a $40 you win a 40 gigabyte iPod if you can say the phrase that pays right now.
The phrase that pays. Let me ask you a question. How many kilobytes in a gigabyte?
How many kilobytes in a gigabyte? That's not the correct phrase that pays. I'm sorry, sir, you have lost.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. That's not the phrase that pays. It's not the phrase that pays.
My son.
It's not the phrase that pays, sir.
All right. You got me now.
All right. Now, come true. Where are you calling? Where are you calling us from? And how old are you?
My age is 25 years old.
Okay.
I'm pulling into the staging lot at O'Hare right now.
Uh huh. Let me ask you.
Four more flights coming in. Busy day. Fairmark Limousine is rocking.
Yeah. Okay. So how often did you used to drink? You really sound like you used to have a drinking problem. Like, you know, a lot of times alcoholics, they keep that slurred voice kind of thing. It's like a palsy kind of, like the dead, you know him?
You're kidding. You're messing with me now, brother.
No. You have a palsy-like voice. It sounds, honestly, like the left side of your face might not move.
You should call him Drunk Tony.
Yeah, Drunk Tony. That's right. Can we call you Drunk Tony from now on?
Whenever we call.
Hey, you know what? If you guys got, if you're taping me, You need to give Shamrock Limousine some good press.
Shamrock Limousine, everybody, where you can go for homosexual limousine rides.
Hey, that's not good press, brother. Come on.
Okay, I need you to give us a promo for Shamrock Limousine, but you need to do it in your best drunk imitation.
No.
Come on, make it sound. Can you talk like you're drunk?
Okay.
Shamrock Limousines is a 24-hour service.
It's
top quality. All our limousines are new. Our drivers are all professional trained.
Mm-hmm.
They're self-defense trained.
What? Defensive driving trained.
We provide a bodyguard service. We're top-notch, brother.
Are they armed?
Unarmed security.
Unarmed security. Okay. How do they drive the car? Oh, funny. Seriously though, can you kick a man's ass?
We're self defense trained and pressure point control.
Pressure point control?
We basically know how to defend ourselves and we all take yearly classes and it's phenomenal.
Right. Let me ask you a question. So you're trained in, like, in whatever situation, what pressure point you can use to neutralize me, right?
Absolutely.
Now, what if I try to drop an anvil on your head?
I'm checking the staging lot to see if all my cars got their Shamrock signs in the window. Pulling up on one car now, and does he got... He's got...
I'll talk about all the calls,
We don't need to write him up. Actually, I'm going to beat his ass right now.
Yeah, do it.
Sleep.
Hey, will you? Can you fire it? Oh, Jesus.
Hey! Hold on. You want to talk to my driver?
Yeah, put that faggot on.
Hold on.
The real estate guy?
The telemarketing
guy.
Hello?
Yell at him.
Hello?
Yeah, we drive for Shamrock Limousines. We got the best service around.
How good is service? How good is service?
The best service you like.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey, listen up.
Yes.
I got to check on 3 more cars and make sure my signs are in the window.
Well, let me talk to your drivers already.
You want to talk? How many? Like, you talk to one, you want to talk to a couple more?
Yeah. Why not?
All right, you're a good guy. What is your name?
My name is Bruce. Bruce Stevenson. I need to get a
Bruce
list.
Stevenson. Where are you from, Bruce?
I'm from here in town, here on Main Street, east side of town.
Where are you from? Stony Island or?
Yeah.
The Dan Ryan, or what's up with that? East side what?
Tell him you're from
Thorpe. I'm over here. I'm originally from Schaumburg.
Joliet.
Who do you like in the NCAA, brother?
I would have to say
UConn.
UConn looks really good. They look really good.
Yeah.
Hey, can I teach you pressure point control? Can you come to one of my courses?
Where are you going
to
touch me at?
You know what? It's a 3-day course, 8-hour course, and you walk out self defense.
What's that?
Train.
What's that back there?
It's only $1,500.
How about I go? How about I go down there and I push you around, huh? You like that?
Well, you know what? You become one of my drivers.
Hey, are you allergic to anything, sir?
Am I allergic to anything?
Yeah.
You know what? This place is rocking, this O'Hare Airport.
I don't care about the airport.
Is rocking.
We're talking about you. Are you allergic to anything, sir? Any food, any medicine, anything?
No, but my wife is.
What's she allergic to? What's she allergic to? Steak?
Eggs.
Oh, okay, eggs. Eggs. So what if I forced her to eat an egg sandwich?
And then you have to deal with the pressure point control techniques, brother.
Is there a pressure point on the foot? Is there a pressure point on the foot?
On the foot?
Yeah.
There's pressure points in the neck. There's pressure points behind the ear. There's pressure points in the nose. There's pressure points in the legs. There's pressure points everywhere.
Hey, man, for all that, why don't you guys just carry taser guns, man?
We're not here to harm anybody. We're just here to...
tasers don't harm anybody.
We're here to keep our customers happy, and a lot of times we take our customers places where they need.
All right. Well, how about, okay, you have any openings I really like to drive? I got my CDL license and shit like that, you know? I used to drive.
Call me. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I used to drive Humvees over in the war and shit, and I'm trained to use a taser. I used to tase children and dogs all the time in Iraq just for the hell of it.
I see. Now you're just running around the streets tasing dogs and animals, huh?
Well, no, we get bored and stuff, but the funniest thing we did one time, we took this stray dog and we tied a rope to him, and then we tied the other end of the rope to the propeller of one of them. What's one of them boats? The boats with the big fan on the back of it.
Hydrofoil.
Hey, you know what? We got. If you book a limousine from Shamrock Limousine,
yeah.
We have a package where we can take you. We can take you to dinner. We got a boat on Lake Michigan. It's a yacht.
I'll take you to dinner hours. If you call now. Hello. Go ahead,
come
sir.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You refresh that. Hey, shut up. What are you? What?
What's going on now? What's happening?
You're a jackass. You know you really don't want me to go down there right now. I'm not happy with you right now. I must be honest with you. I'm very ashamed of you right now, sir.
Well, we got the best service in town, brother.
All right. Would you like to pull my leg hairs?
Would I like to pull your leg hairs?
Yeah. And with that, we say goodnight to you. Bye, sir. God bless you. And God bless these United States. All right? All right. Amen.
I don't know what the fuck that was all about.
Yeah,
that was weird.
It's weird when they're so compliant.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah.
He's looking to be a regular on a radio show.
Yeah,
anyone who prank calls him, you can keep him on the phone forever because he wants to be on a radio show.
Yep.
So that's what everybody should do. Oh,
you are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're gonna like it too.
Maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hello, you're on Carlito's Madhouse.
What's up, Zoller? How you doing, man?
Que te paso, amigo?
Aquí, Maso Menos, man. So, what's going on with you? Did you get to hear last night's whole thing? I only heard part of it, but what did you get to hear of, or did you get to hear it?
Well, in all actuality, and I love to say in all actuality because I say in all actuality quite a lot in all actuality.
All right.
I didn't hear it, but first time I turned on my AIM, I got quite a few messages, and somebody was nice enough to send me some audio, which I cut down a few little snippets and sent to you if you'd play, and we could all hear it for the first time. For those
I've got
of
it.
Who haven't heard.
I've got it. You guys, I can play. I don't think you guys would be able to hear it. Oh, actually, I think I can't make it. I can't make it so you guys can hear it. Possibly, I might be able to get that to work out.
It's very hurtful of you.
Yeah, Lego. Do you want to hear that? Should I play that later? I'll play that when you
hear it. I fucking lived it. I heard it.
That's right. Yeah, you were on there.
Well, I did everybody, all the fans, a favor and cut Lego's voice out.
Ah, good. Very, very good thinking. So, very good thinking.
Why you don't, Zola? You don't think I spoke well to him?
That's not the point. Nobody wants to hear you. You're fucking boring. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Dude, you're really like a mean, nasty, fucked up nigga.
There you go.
Thank you.
Zolar knows a compliment when he hears one. apparently. So, Zola, what are your thoughts? I mean, you got to hear it, then. I'm assuming you've heard this file, right? Any thoughts on this before we play it in a little bit here?
Yeah, well, Lego actually said something intelligent for once. It wasn't funny, but it was intelligent.
Yeah. All right.
He said it's like a chemical imbalance. The guy's a faggot anyway, and he's got some mental problem right there. And anybody who's gay has got a fucking mental problem to begin with, and then he's depressed. Oh. So, and he's an alcoholic. So there's a million things going on here. So play the clip, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah, well, okay. Let me see if I can. Well, Jesus, that's gonna kill me all night tonight with that shit. All right, let me see if I can get this to work out, guys. You guys are gonna be on mute, and hopefully I can at least get the phone up to the speaker. Dougal, you don't mind holding it. This is, you know, you are doing the call here. It's up to
you. Yeah, well, dude, what do I care? You know, I'm just a fucking piece of chopped liver that didn't make it off the fork, it seems.
Well, apparently. That's unfortunate. No need to say that. That's not true. But, no, I'm serious. I mean, we're not taking up your time, right? I mean, if not,
dude, all I know is I fucking get Zola on the phone, and right away he starts beating me up. I thought the fucking guy loves me.
I don't know. I thought you guys had more love for each other, but I don't know. All right, hang on, guys. We'll hopefully you can hear this, and hang on, everybody, for the first time. I hope I don't get in trouble for this with KDK, but
I'll play the clip already.
Play it. All right, here we go. That's not it.
Son of a fucking Puerto Rican procrastinate like there's no fucking tomorrow.
It's just my genetic makeup. That's my lot in life, to be always be miserable and unhappy. Yeah. You know how much I love you, right? God, every day that he sent me somebody like you. Fuck people without condoms. I didn't even give a shit because, as far as I was concerned, if I would die, it would just prevent me from a life of unhappiness. To me, that would be interesting. To me, there are 44 people listening, so fuck you all. I hate you all. Go ahead and eat shit and die. That's what I have to say to everybody out there. My life is not that bad. I have a nice job. I have a nice car. I have a nice house. I have a beautiful boyfriend. Give me a kiss. But none of that takes anything away from the fact that I'm unhappy. And I'm crying, so I'm going to go to a break. I hate my life and I'm miserable and I'm going to kill myself. Bring you. And I'm crying, so I'm going to go to a break. I hate my life and I'm miserable. And you're somebody who could go out and make a lot out of your life if you weren't chained to a loser like me.
I think you're just drunk and depressed.
Right. I'm not even drunk yet. That's the sad part. Right. I'm not even drunk yet. That's the sad part.
You're just depressed.
I've been depressed for goddamn so long it doesn't even matter anymore. Because nobody out there realizes how miserable and happy I've been for so long. I sound like such a pussy, but I'm serious. I've been so miserable and unhappy for so long that, you know, I should probably just cut the audio to end the show rather than talking about this on the air. But that's what people want to hear. People don't want to hear me, like, having fun and, like, fucking with people. People want to hear me in pain. How old am I? I'm 34 years old. How old are you?
I'm going to be 27.
You'll be 27 in April. So, I'm feeling like a dirty old creep like Frank Mack.
Oh, Jesus, God. Sorry.
Anyway, you guys hear that?
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, we heard it. Well, now that you've played the clip, I'd like to break character of Zolar and be serious, because Lego is a decent individual who, you know, tries to put out at least some kind of sentiment of caring and stuff like that, where I'm just trying to be shocking and harsh, and it's not right. We think we should call KDK right now on the air if Lego would provide that service to us, and we should tell him that we love him and that we appreciate the fact that he built this whole fucking area for us to be what we are, and we need him around and all of that other good stuff in all reality.
Okay.
I can't actually do it on this. Oh wait, you know what? I can do it on this phone. All right, let me do it. How can I do this? All right, I'm going to put you... Okay, I'm going to put you guys on... You guys will, should still be on the line.
Listen, is this going to be like a major project for you?
No,
hold
just,
on,
just,
I'll
just,
do
just,
it.
Just,
I'll
oh,
do it.
Oh,
I'll
then
do
you
it.
Do it. Then you
Zola
do it.
Can do it. This is a big network we got going on here, man. And we'll get him to...
I called him today, but he didn't answer.
Well, I'm gonna get him on right now.
Zola will do it.
And
yeah.
Even though... I see. I put his phone number under his real name.
Huh.
I was looking for KDK, and I got him under his real name. Hold on, here we go. When I come back, we'll have, hopefully, KDK, and we'll all get to express our true feelings and not just trying to be a satirist Zola, okay?
Exactly.
Cool.
While you do that, I will play the KDK theme song from the movie Police Academy, the Blue Oyster Gay Bar music song.
Cool.
Oh, you're on the air. You're on the air now.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, everybody, KDK.
KDK, everybody.
Hello. What's up, brother?
Oh, not much. I'm eating my dinner.
So listen, while you were eating your dinner, were you listening to Carlito?
Yeah.
And did you hear me bust on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know I was kidding?
No, I think you're a scumbag. I think you're kidding now.
No. And at the end of him playing the clip, did you hear me say that, you know, I'm going to break character and not be a satirist?
Everybody knows I'm crazy. I have chemical imbalances. I'm manic depressive and bipolar. And, you know what? If you don't like it, don't listen.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, do you know I'm kidding when we say, you know, we don't fucking, you know what, I'm being crass?
I think you're kidding now. I think you really are an asshole.
All right.
I think you're a miserable person. And instead of letting it out, you lash out and attack everybody else.
All right, but listen, but what about the other guys?
That is your defensive wall.
Well, what about the other guys? You know that they care, though, right?
Yeah, probably on some level.
All right, so then that's all that counts. So then I'm going to fucking be quiet and let them speak, so then this way you at least don't believe me that I care, because I'm the one who developed the fact that we wanted to get you on the air and let you know. I'll be quiet and let them profess the love and caring for you.
Everything is fine. That's what manic depression...
Hey, KDK.
Hello.
How you doing? It's Carlito. KDK.
Hello, Zolar.
We lost Zolar?
What's going on?
Well, are you hearing this?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Are we on the air, Carlito?
Yeah, we're on the air. I'm trying to speak to KDK. I wanted to say hi to KDK, but I don't think he can hear me.
Yes, he can.
I can hear you.
KDK, I'm saying hi. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
All right, I'm saying. I mean, I just want to say hi to you. Hello, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And what are you having for dinner tonight?
I'm eating pizza.
Pizza?
Cool.
Frozen? Did you order?
Look, KDK, listen. All we want you to know is include. I'll speak for myself. I'll speak to Zolar and Carlito and everybody out there. We do care about you, bro.
That's not necessary. I feel fine.
Okay, but I want you to know we all do care about you. And we all appreciate, you know, everything you do. So
I
want you to know that.
A lot of people appreciate all this garbage.
What?
A lot of people appreciate all this garbage.
I'm serious.
I
felt really bad last night, dude.
I did too.
Well, I'm sorry to put you through.
It's okay. I'm just saying. It's cool. But you just know that when you feel like that, you got people that really care about you. That's all. That's all I'm gonna say.
Mhm. I know.
All right. I'm glad you know it.
Okay, that was Lego, Zolar, and KDK. Any thoughts on that, Andy? You have no idea what was going on, probably.
A lot of stroking of egos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It felt like the men of the Gorilla Clan just got together and beat their chests.
Here's somebody who can call and tell us how lame it was.
Hey, man, this sucks.
Oh, that was lame.
Yo, why you suck?
Hang on. Make a phone call.
Yo, why KDK so gay?
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're in the madhouse, go ahead.
Huh?
Hello?
Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I just want to... Okay. Zolar was, like, ripping KDK.
He was.
In the street. Did you see?
Yeah, he
did
was.
You see what he was saying?
He was throwing a load of dirty hints there. That's Zolar style.
No, but he was saying, he's like, yeah, maybe they have a manic depressive.
Are you serious? Are you serious? I didn't. Oh my god.
What are you eating?
No way.
Are you eating?
Oh my god. Did he really? Oh my god.
What
are you eating?
What are you eating?
Me?
Yeah.
A bagel.
What do you got, a tongue ring or something? Who are you talking to?
Who is this?
This is MC Emo.
McEmo. MC Emo.
Do you have a tongue ring?
Braden. What?
Raisin?
Braden.
Braden.
Homes what?
What?
He fell for it.
Yeah,
no one's done this since 97.
He's never that bright.
This is great. Anyway. So, hey, dude. What's up? Did you have something you want to say about the conversation? You were saying whether Zolar was dogging KDK. You're right. Yeah, he totally came out.
But Zolar was right. Y'all are all saying, yeah, he's being mean, but he's being right. And what was that the homo?
Yeah.
They're not right.
It's just not right.
Has one touched you?
What?
I mean, what are you...
Nothing? Did he just say...
Something bad happened to you? You all right, man?
Yeah. Jesus God. Okay.
McEmo.
MC.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was your St. Patrick's Day name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Oh, yeah. I thought, like, you know, McCarthy.
I thought you were McEmo.
Yeah, or McGregor. That's Scottish.
Like, you like emo music and you're Irish.
McKinty.
No, it's a joke.
That's funny.
Are you emo?
I like that.
Or is that just a thing?
No.
How old are you? Let me guess. 17, Andy?
Am I what?
How old do you think he is? I'm saying 17. No, 16.
19.
No. Lower. 13.
12.
Higher.
4.
14.
14.
Yep.
Wow.
I said 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like all the gay kids at your school beating you up and shit, or
no? Actually,
gay kids.
Come here, give us your lunch money, McEmo.
Come here, breeder.
Is that the problem?
Oh god. No, one at our school. He has like leukemia. He's gonna die.
He's
yeah.
got leukemia. It's gonna die.
He's gonna die.
Yeah, what happens, man? Is there a retarded kid that goes there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They have special classes. There's like 8 teachers for them.
Do you ever play tag with them? Like, just run over and tag them and see if they'll change you?
No, but they've been in my gym class, so actually I have.
Yeah.
You should try. You know what? Start a game of tag with them. We had some guy that used to do this at our school when we went to high school.
Yep.
Richard Brantley.
Yeah.
Yep.
And teach one of those retards how to play tag, and people can tag him all year. And
was he like the dead or what?
No, he looked like a rat, and he used to drop his pants and back up like 4 feet from the urinal.
And his pants would be all the way down to
his ankles.
Yeah, yeah.
He was crazy. And if you wrote something on his notebook, he'd start doing math about it. He'd put numbers under it, and he'd start multiplying them together.
Yeah, that guy was crazy. He was like fucking Rain Man, but like a monkey Rain Man.
One time he leapt onto the roof from the ground and just jumped up.
Yeah, and it went like... Hey,
who thinks it's sick when KDK kisses whatever his name is
Keith?
On there?
I've never heard it before. I don't know.
It makes me gag, personally.
So you are... Would you say you're homophobic? Would you be proud to say that?
I'm on the verge.
On the verge.
I just think it isn't right.
Do you go to church a lot or anything like that?
No, I'm atheist.
You're an atheist? And you're homophobic.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it would be a Christian thing there for a second. You know what I mean? I thought it was one of those... Oh, you're Republican or you're conservative? No.
Libertarian.
Libertarian.
He's a libertarian.
And you're anti-homosexual?
Yeah, they're not anti-homosexual at all.
Dude, you're out of your mind. There's a lot of I would say...
Libertarians are 99% homosexual.
Homosexual, yeah.
And lesbians.
You gotta do some reading. No. Yeah, well, he's young. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
And he's getting his...
Maybe. Maybe you should do some reading. Life Government Doesn't Work. Have you ever read that book? I don't think so.
No. Seriously, I don't care. I don't care, dude. It's all fucked up anyway. So, hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. And you want to give a shout out to?
Are you going to show too?
Yeah.
Zolar's the best.
Zolar's the best.
Zolar.
All right.
You ever masturbate at Zolar's show?
No.
Would that be homosexual?
Yeah.
Would it, Would it be Katie Kay? Is that what you said?
No, 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 no. Would, yeah. Oh, see? Very nice, very nice. Well, you should call Katie Kay
show.
Show
too.
You should call and talk to Katie.
Every 14-year-old should have a show.
Yeah, yeah, this guy has a lot of hate for homosexuals, man. There, he's making a big deal of it. Whatever.
Me?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. If you, that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
But not KK hates me.
Alright, don't... So, he doesn't... He probably doesn't... Well, now he's heard it. But don't worry about it, man. Just, who cares? He doesn't care. There's a lot of homophobic people.
We'll go back and bleep it.
Yeah, there's been people in here who, like, have heard on the air that KDK is gay, and they'll say, I'm never coming back, and they'll leave the chat room, they never come back. I've
there's
seen that twice.
There's also people who heard that Carlito is Puerto Rican.
I just come back for Zolar and maybe KDK. So, this is the first time I've heard y'all's show.
Alright.
You don't like us?
No, he doesn't like us.
Huh?
You don't like us?
No, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, good. We're not gay, though, either.
Yeah, we're not gay.
I know.
We hate
that's
us,
how I like you.
Yeah. No, you know. Yeah.
The only straight people here are me, Andy, and Zolar.
Yeah.
Lego's gay.
Everybody else is gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jupe is gay.
Some. Lego's
not gay.
Yeah. Pimp Slut's gay. He's just a Pimp Slut's gay?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he is, too.
Oh, he's getting on my nerves.
He gets on your nerves?
Like he wants to be a nurse.
Oh, you want to be a nurse?
Yeah.
That's a good job.
That's a good job, man. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing gay about being a male nurse.
I don't think so.
No.
I think Zola's a homosexual.
You think Zola's a homosexual?
But you like him.
Yeah. But then you want to be a male nurse, so that's all right, man. Good luck with that.
What'd you say?
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to go. Hey, thank you for calling, dude. All right, peace out. Later, man. One.
Later.
Bye. Hold on. I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, well,
calm down, doggy.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling about Free Goats.
I'm sorry, you're calling about what?
Hi, this is Damien. Who's this?
Hi, I'm. Are you cutting out? You're calling about what?
12 free goats.
Say that one more time, please. The cleats?
The goats.
The goats?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. We do not have goats.
No, I think I have the right number.
And you're like goats, animals, goats?
Well, actually, my name's Damien. I didn't catch you at a bad time, did I?
Well, yeah, you didn't catch me at a bad time, but what are you calling about?
Well, this is going to be hard for me to really say, but I'm one of your daughter's friends.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I think she's pregnant.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, we have a club, me and a couple guys, and she's been hanging out with us for about 2 months now, and I wouldn't necessarily say that we're dating, but I think it's all kind of a mutual thing, and she missed her period last month, and she hasn't had it again this month.
Do you know my daughter's name?
Look, everybody's here in the same room, and we just wanted to kind of call you as a group and let you know that we want to be here, you know, regardless of which one of it is. We could each pitch in like $10 a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do you know my daughter's name?
Look, one of the things about our club is we all kind of use nicknames, I guess. I'm Damien. And then there's Alfonso, and there's a few others here, but we're kind of a religious organization, and she went by Junebug, and we're more or less kind of a support group, and we don't really ask for names.
We all had sex together in the Ides of March, and there it is. That's our celebration of the fertility queen in our culture. It was in the woods and everything.
How did you get this number?
Well, she gave it to us. We've called before.
My daughter gave you this number.
Well, is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
And my daughter's name is?
Why do y'all keep asking us that? We called her Junebug. I'm Damien. Alfonso is here.
She tastes like asking you that? Because I'm her father. That's why I'm asking. Why are you calling me?
We think she's pregnant. And being that we've already kind of got a bad reputation as a Church of the Antichrist. And, well, I mean, it's just tough enough.
My daughter's 11 years old. Well, do you have any idea what you're doing right now?
Well, it's
apparently
a sad,
you
it's,
don't. I can have the police called on you right now and you can go to jail for a long time. How about that?
Well, it's kind of a win-win situation for both of us.
It's a win-win. Explain that to me.
Well, there's four of us, and we were all going to chip in $10.
For what?
Hey, man, do you play basketball?
Why are you asking me that question?
Well, we heard you like to play basketball.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. No?
No, you're not. You're not serious. This is a joke.
Where is it?
You guys need to find something else to do with your lives besides this.
How much on it over there is?
This is pathetic.
Hey, sir, how much over there on it is?
Excuse me?
How much over there on it is?
How much over there on it is?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what you just said?
Absolutely,
that
sir.
That makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Do you know
the English language? Are you familiar with English language?
Do you know how iMoney make? I got bad news. That guy has my phone number, man. I forgot to block.
I just guessed on the daughter thing. If she would have said I don't have a daughter, I would have been like your son.
She's got my number. I had to steer it away because I realized I forgot to block the number again because I'm using his new process.
Oh, man.
I had to make sure that he knew it was.
I wasn't here tonight.
Yeah, me neither. That was.
I know
yeah. That was the day. What the hell are you doing, Kat?
By the way, I'm Pimp Slut.
Hey, yeah. I didn't never announce that. I'm sorry, Pimp Slut. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How crazy, man. That was a good prank, man.
That sounds like a different guy than the guy I called earlier.
It's the same guy?
I don't think so.
No, I'm Turd Burglar.
Yeah, stupid.
What? You
said he was Turd Burglar.
Yeah, so you're saying you're a pimp?
Yeah.
You're fucking dumb.
I'm not dumb, man. I'm just high.
That's,
fuck you, man.
I'll throw you at all times.
Yuppie-ass dog. All right, man, we're going to let you go. Thank you for calling. No, that was very, very fun. Very fun.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'm sure somebody's going to boycott the show because of child abuse, but it was just a joke, guys.
Yeah, it always happens. All right, dude. It's happened before, and I'm not joking. It's happened before in here.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
You were there for it. That's right. All right, man. We'll catch you later, man. Thanks for calling. Always a pleasure. All right, man.
Bye.
Okay, Turd Burglar.
Wow. That was
Turd Burglar, everybody.
That was a special call.
That was very special. That was a good call. Good prank call. That guy has my number now. Now it's I'm evil. Paranoid. Yeah.
He could come back here and kill you. He was about to believe it. That was the scariest part.
Yeah. I know. Wasn't it?
He wasn't in. Yeah, man, I would have been way madder than that.
I really
wish.
Oh,
here he goes. In my project.
In my project. Thank you for calling Kelly's and Kala, Home of Group Pizza Girl. This is Kim speaking. Hi.
You sure pick up the phone. You are the fastest phone picker-upper there, huh? Wow.
How can I help you?
Anyway, look, I got a problem. You might want to get a manager for me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say any curse words. You know the C word?
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Hold on.
She did, yeah.
The C word. No.
Oh, hold on.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for holding. This is Juan speaking. I'm going to help you.
Yeah, look, are you a manager or are you just like a dishwasher or something? Your name is Juan?
No. Yes.
What's your name?
Juan.
Juan? Well,
yes.
Can I speak to a manager?
I am the manager.
Let me speak to a series manager, not one with like a green card.
No, I don't have a green card. I'm not Mexican.
You're not? What are you?
No.
You're not Samoan, are you?
No, I'm not Samoan neither.
Good, because you know what? I have a problem with Samoans there at Chili's. And let me tell you my story. You ready? You might want to get a paper and pad because I'm Rip Warren upset.
Okay.
Number one, where's the toilet paper in your bathroom? Do you know what it's like to walk out of your bathroom with shit caked in between your cheeks? And I didn't do my underwear laundry, so it's all over my jeans now.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Just don't apologize for that. Okay.
Pay for dry cleaning.
Now here's what's going on. I got my food there, right? I got the Cadillac fajitas.
Uh huh.
All right. I had one fajita, just one, and I had to go to the bathroom. I went to your bathroom, had to take a dump. You know, I was only in there for like 15, 20 minutes. Next thing I know, I come out after I take this massive dump. No toilet paper in there. I come out. There's this Samoan family, huge, ugly, fat Samoan family in there. And my food is gone. Either they ate it or someone stole my food. Something happened down there. All right. Now, why would you do that? Why? Do you know how much money it takes? How much effort it takes for me to come down there in public? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm the kind of guy that washes my hands every 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
All right? Well, come on. Run with me with this. Come on. Now, do you...
I'm hearing you.
You're not a manager, are you?
Yes, I am.
Give me another manager.
I'm the only one on duty right now.
You're the only one... You're only manager on duty at this time of day at Chili's.
Yes, sir.
You're serious?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm
serious. Holy Skippy.
You're a damn liar. That's what you are. What can you do for me here? Come on, make me happy.
Right now, where are you at? Where do you live?
I'm back at my hotel. I don't know what the street is. I know I'm at the hotel. I'm at the Adams Mark right now. That's all you need to know. I don't know why, so you can come and hurt me?
No.
Well, that's not what...
I was just asking that way I can get you back up in here and take care
of what? Oh, here we go. Yeah. When push comes to shove, now you're gonna get uppity with me, huh?
No, I'm not.
Come on. Now, look. Can I go? I need to go in and I need to get, like, a few orders of those fajitas. And I need some endless, endless nachos to go, too.
The classic nachos.
No. I need the endless bowl of nachos you guys have there. You know? The appetizer, the endless nachos that don't end. I need those.
Okay, yeah, we
what?
Question.
We, no, not we, you.
Did you come to Chili's?
Yes, Chili's, yes, the Chili's, there.
Because, I mean, we have classic.
Look, listen.
We have.
And, over there, I was, all I know was on Farrington, all right? I'm at a hotel. I asked this guy, where do I go to get some Chili's? He said, go down to Farrington. I go down to Farrington. I sit at Chili's. I get my fajitas. I go to take a shit. I come back 20 minutes later. My food's gone to some other nasty ass people sitting there. They probably ate my food and didn't even realize it. Then I complained to the girl, and she kicked me out very rudely. Very rudely, mind you, she kicked me out.
And this was all today.
This is all like just recently. What? Well, you calling me a liar now?
No. I was just asking.
This is preposterous, sir. What can you do for me?
What would you like me to do for you?
Free food.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, like what are you going to... I don't need you spitting in my food.
Ain't nobody going to spit on your food.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come down there with my family. You're going to feed us all, but we're going to stand in the kitchen and watch you cook.
That I can't let you do.
Oh, here we go with excuses. Why not?
Because it's against fossil.
Oh, come on. You know how it goes. Look. You know, you go high. Look, I... Hey.
Hey,
get the phone out of your ass. Hello?
Yes.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Look, you know how it goes. You go high, I go low. We meet in the middle, all right? My family's going to come down there. We're going to go. You're going to set up a table for us back there. Open bar. And look, like nothing happened.
Open bar. I can't do for you. Open bar.
Do you know who my uncle is? My uncle plays golf.
No, I don't know who
my you. Uncle plays golf with John Brinker.
Okay, well, we're not Brinker.
Yeah, you are. You're Chili's, bitch.
We're Pacific Maritimes.
Fuck that shit, man. We own all of you.
No, we're Pacific Maritimes.
Look,
no, you don't.
You're going to be sorry tomorrow morning. You're going to be cleaning toilets tomorrow morning. Toilets.
Sounds good to me.
At the KFC. You're going to be cleaning. Sounds good to you, huh? You know why? It's a step up from... Because you're a dishwasher. I knew it. Busted. Come on. Really get me with a manager now.
You are dealing with a manager.
There's no manager named Juan.
There isn't.
Not in America. Not in America it would something like that fly.
Is this racist thing or something here now?
This isn't racist. This is I want my service.
Not in America there's a manager named Juan.
Exactly. I know. Look, I know.
So this is racist.
I know Hawaii, not America. Really, it's America, okay? Wherever you are, this is America. That's the bottom line. So what are you going to do for me? Either you do this or I'm going to tell my uncle to come, you know, you're going to be fired. You know what? We may ship your job overseas. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty of other Juans who love to do your job for half the price. So that's it. You're not even going to apologize for what's happened. You're not going to offer me the free
food. Well, I would apologize, but you're over here threatening me.
What did I threaten you with? You tell me how I threaten you. All
I'm a dishwasher. There's nobody named Juan.
Okay,
is the manager for
you're a dishwasher. You just admitted you're a dishwasher.
No, I'm not. That's what you're telling
you.
Me.
That's
what you're telling me.
Oh, do I not have? Oh, here we go again with the sound. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Look, let me talk to someone else over there. Let me talk to somebody with some sense.
Hey, anybody want to talk to this person with some damn kids?
You want a week's worth of food to compensate?
I want the damn open bar.
For the rest of the week when you're there.
That's how to rub your feet while you're eating there.
Yeah.
You got six kids.
They hang up on you?
I don't know.
They're all fat.
Hello. I don't hear shit. God
damn. He threw the phone down. He's pissed.
I guess so.
Yeah, you got him
pretty
bad.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, what talk to you?
Please enter your destination number now.
Let's leave him be for a little while, at least. He's really pissed off.
All right, he's bummed.
He's probably going to go kill everyone.
He's going to go break
I sent Mary's number.
Try it away to the Adam Mark. I'm going to kill everyone in the Adam Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. We can ask Eddie to come along.
What is his name?
Carlito. Yes, Carlito is a very good friend of mine, mate.
Carlito?
Yes. Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he belongs to this country.
I'm Puerto Rican. Well, he is very, very nice, kind friend of mine now. I have him here on the phone here. Let me get him in here so he can say hello. Carlito, please say hello to my friend Brenda.
Oh, yeah,
who claims she's not Brenda tonight.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello, hello?
Hello, hello?
This is Carlito.
Candida?
Carlito.
Aralita.
C-A...
Are you a man or a woman?
C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
Do you know somebody called, Philip?
I know Philip very well.
Do you know somebody called Philip?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Well, where is Philip?
In my mouth.
All right, well, there you go. I don't know who you are, actually. I think you're an imposter. Maybe I'm stupid to stay on the phone because maybe while I'm talking to you, you're fixing me up.
I am the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother, so you can't be.
I am the Queen Mother.
You are not, I'm the Queen Mother.
And I am not dead.
Nor am I.
I shall live forever and reign for a thousand years.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm living forever.
This right will have no boundaries.
No, that's right.
I am the Queen Mother.
I'm the Queen Mother.
Hey, you're an imposter.
I'm not. Hooking me up to somebody else's telephone and costing me a lot of money.
Woman, you're an imposter.
You are.
My Knights of the Liege will come to your house and
not open the door.
And dispatch you from your imposterism.
No, you won't, because I'm not going to answer the door to you because I'm in a fortified castle.
The Queen Mother's justice is swift and just.
Yes, that's right. You aren't her, I am.
I carry a strong pimp hand, and I know how to use it.
Well, what do aeroplanes feel like?
Oh, they feel nice.
Have you been in an aeroplane?
Tomorrow I go in an airplane. I go on an airplane tomorrow.
Well, okay then. So you've been in an aeroplane?
Is that a question? I don't like aeroplane. I'm afraid of aeroplane.
I think, actually, you are an imposter.
My gum lost its flavor.
And I hope you're not messing me up by costing me money by getting into my telephone line.
This is a prepaid. You?
Sorry?
This is prepaid. Prepaid, we call it prepaid.
Do we? We call them prepaid.
This is the operator. Hello?
And I think, do you know anybody called Tony?
Yeah, this is Ricardo Martinez. I am the operator with Miami Bell.
Have you got a, did you have a brother called Barry?
Madam, that person is not on the line any longer. This is Roberto Martinez. I am with Miami Bell in Miami, Florida. We are the phone company.
You're a phone company in Florida getting hitched up to me.
Miami Bell, yes. We make an intrusive test that there was harassment on his line.
I tell you what, I shall get in touch with the government.
Well,
listen,
I need you to give the ticket number to the government person. It is a federal ticket number. If you copy it down and you tell them, and then they can get in touch with me, and then we take care. Because there was a complaint about this man, he making a call, a bad call. So they have a trace on his phone. And
yes,
the
vice versa, thank you.
Yes, but the problem is, hello, ma'am.
The problem is it is a
very collect call, and the complaint is that he are using of a number of a long distance international call billing to the other person. So
actually, I didn't make the call.
But he found a way. He goes into undersea cables and he makes a
transfer. Yeah, well, in that case, I've got a good friend who's got a submarine and he'll pull the cables out of it. So there you go.
See, you are meeting right now, lady, that you're behind the cables. You are meeting right now. You are in with this man.
Do you know a place called Cinderbarra?
Do you know a place called Guantanamo Bay? Huh?
Did you know somewhere called Cinderbarra?
I have heard of it.
Of course you have. You've heard of a cat called Dancing?
Woman, why don't you shut up, okay?
You want me to shut up?
I'm making an investigation on you on the part of Miami Bear.
I'm pleased about that.
Miami Bell make an investigation on you because you are accusing me of being stalking. This is America, okay? This is America here. I am America.
You are in America.
You owe me a favor, okay? You owe me a rib.
No, I don't owe you anything because I've got a grandson in America and he'll come and sort you out.
Oh, he's going to sort me out. Is that a threat?
Yeah, he will.
You know, there's a lot of problems in Miami. Let me let you know.
What do you know about Miami?
I live in Miami.
You live in Miami?
I told you, I work for Miami Bear.
Oh, well. I think I'm going to have to put the phone down now, so goodbye.
So I'm putting you down and you're refusing to pay?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, in this case, in the name of the American court, I find you guilty of not paying me.
Yeah, you can do that.
And you're guilty of being an asshole.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
You are guilty of being an asshole. He said right on the paper, listen, you are
guilty. Do you know anybody called Alex?
Do you know Deanda?
Do I know who?
Deanda.
Rio?
vivienda.
Vivienda?
Say again?
I don't know anybody called Deanda.
You don't know Deanda, my dick?
That is being very nasty. Just a bit. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Holy shit, man.
Oh my god. Ted, tell me you got that because I didn't record it. That was awesome.
Yeah, I got it.
So, we are equipped to identify, comprehend, and speak all languages known. Hello, how do you do? I am fine.
Oh, I'm fine too, I guess. Yes.
FedEx Kinko's is now in FedEx office. This is Robin. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, is this Robin?
Yes?
Robin, did I leave my USB drive over there?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Where
did you leave it here?
It looks like a USB drive. It's small, and on the one end it has this light, and on the top it says SanDisk. And on the other end, it has this thing, and you put it in the USB, and it goes boop, boop, and then it goes in, and then the files go from the drive. And
yes, well,
and
okay.
And you put them in the computer.
So what color is it, and where did you leave it, and when?
And then I left click like this, and then it comes on the screen, and then you make the file, the printer goes in this, like this,
sir?
The paper, I make the paper come out. Who is this?
This is Robin. When did you leave this jump drive here?
Maybe earlier today. I don't know.
Okay. And what color is it primarily? And what
maybe,
size is, it? Is
maybe it's white.
Maybe it's white?
Yeah. Do you have anything in the lost and found?
That's possible, but
that's it. That's mine. That's mine. That's the one that the guy said. That's mine. The one. Yeah. That's my USB drive. Give it to me.
What one?
The one that I lost.
I don't know. I haven't looked in Lost and Found yet. I need to know these things.
Do you have the combination to the USB drive box?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the combination to the USB?
The combination to the USB drive box?
Yes. Where you put the USB drives that people forgot and that you people keep, and then you sell them again in the new
package.
Okay,
so what color is your jump drive?
It's white, maybe. White, yeah.
It's maybe or no. Is it black? Is it white? Is it red? Is it blue? What color is it? And I need to know what size it is.
What color you have? Maybe it's white.
No. I'm sorry, sir. That's not the way it works. Because there are many people that leave their jump drives here on accident.
Huh?
And we only go by what they tell us it looks like.
Well, I need...
Because if I say it looks like this, you say, oh, yeah, that's mine. And it could not be yours. Do you understand?
I need, like, a 1 gigabyte drive.
You need one, or you have one that's lost?
Well, it's lost. I need it back.
Okay. Well, you can come in, because we have several.
That's mine. That's mine. Give it now.
Sir, you can come in and take a look at.
No.
Tell us.
No, you need to give... You tell me yes or no.
We have several jump drives.
You have several of my jump drives. Okay, I want to come, and I would like you to give me my USB drives.
Okay, you can come in and tell us you have your jump drive while I'm here, and then we'll give it to you, okay?
Pamela, hello? Pamela?
Okay, what store number is this?
The store number?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, hey, which one is this? Turbo where?
Out of 3171, last four.
11206.
Okay, and the last four of the phone number is 3171, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, this is Mike with Corporate. With corporate.
Okay.
Okay, are you the manager, or...
I'm the shift manager.
Okay, great. We've actually have a little bit of a challenge right now. We're trying to get a conference call together of some of the stores in your region, and we're going to have some changes that are going to be effective tonight. But you know, I understand you guys are probably closing up, right? Or
yeah,
okay. Are you guys getting another store? Which store number is this? Getting online.
This is 1126.
Okay.
Hi, one more time. Right.
Yes, ma'am. What store number is this?
25. Wait, wait, hold on.
Sure. You see, that's something you really should know. 3568? Okay, fantastic. Okay, this is Mike with Corporate Headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you the manager?
No, sir. I'm a cashier.
You're the cashier. Okay, get the manager on the phone, please.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you there?
What in the world?
I don't know, man. Continue to hold you. This is
totally unacceptable.
Unbelievable. All right, looks like we're getting another phone number on the phone.
Hello, my phone number. Can I help you?
Yes,
ma'am. This is Mike with Corporate. What store number is this?
I'm sorry?
What is your store number?
For what?
For your store? I'm at kind of a loss for words, but nobody seems to know what their store number is, but you go there every day.
I think she just hung up on it. This is Bill Bob and Corporate.
Oh.
That's disciplinary action right there. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call it back.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. We need to get these stores.
Are you still holding in?
Yes, I'm still here on hold.
Okay. The problem that we've come over is we've had an inspection that's been done, and there's some changes that are going to need to go into effect tomorrow. Y'all are okay on your shift tonight, but we're going to have some just a few things change for the people coming aboard. It's not too big of a deal. Our main challenge right now is it's getting people on the phone.
Okay, no problem.
If you can bear with it. Normally I'm 8 to 5. I mean,
I was just making sure you weren't going to hang up before I gave you my information. I didn't know what was going on.
All right. Hello. Hello.
We seem to got disconnected again. I don't understand why the stores are not answering the phone. I mean, this is something we need to address as part of this call.
That's okay. I know who her district manager is. I'm talking.
Hello. You have reached the McDonald's West Division office. Our office is open.
Wow. Never had any problems like this before. So
we get a lot of prank calls, and that's probably what they think it is.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of people that call us at this time of night on the weekend, a bunch of kids.
Right.
I'm from Albany.
Yes, what store number is this?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What is your store number, please?
You're calling McDonald's.
Yes, I know. What is your store number, please?
It's 14314.
Okay, good. This is Mike from the corporate office. I've got one other store on the phone right now. We're doing a conference call. We've had a few challenges come over the net recently tonight. Are you guys closing up right now?
No, we're still open.
Okay, so Okay. There's a few changes that are coming down the net that we're going to need you guys to take care of tonight. That way the crew that comes in the morning can go ahead and just take right over. I'm going to pass you through to my supervisor, and he'll be able to explain things a little bit more in depth, okay?
Okay. Oh, no, I'm prepared. I just didn't know if it was a train call. I had to make sure that he wasn't going to hang up before I gave out my information to him.
Okay, so the current price is going to be 30 cents more than your existing price.
30 cents more, okay.
And then change the number up on the sign from 6 to 7.
Okay.
Okay, and the second change that we're implementing is that don't give anybody a napkin unless they ask for it.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know if you've ever been to Subway, We got another store on the line.
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay, we're having a conference call here. I see that you joined a little late. That's okay.
They hung up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded calls.
They all left. I screwed that one up. Shit. I screwed
hey,
that
ma'am,
one up.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Now you see the kind of problems that we're dealing with.
I cannot believe this.
By the time you got to me, it was great.
Seriously, no. It's 7 nuggets now.
Don't let me catch you.
Are you there?
Put it 6.
Don't let me catch you selling 6 nuggets.
Are you kidding?
Ma'am.
Really?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
What is going on?
This is a conference call with headquarters.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, I'm listening to the conference call. What is going on?
We've been running into this problem all night. You're the only person that's actually stayed on the phone. One other thing that we're going to need to implement is, I'm not real sure. You said that you're the shift manager?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not real sure how you handle the way your crew cleans up, but are you checking both restrooms, male and female, for, you know, toilet paper and paper towels and stuff like that, make sure it's stocked?
Yeah.
Okay. Do y'all have...
Hold on. Now, remember when I talked about the napkins, don't give anybody any napkins, was they asked for them?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and implement the same rule with the toilet paper. Don't put any toilet paper in the stall until you get
something. Okay, this isn't real, then. Okay. Oh, my God, I have so much work to do. I cannot explain this.
Ma'am, this is a real call.
Okay,
we'll go ahead and put him on the phone.
He's not here. You guys have a good night.
She's fired.
y'all keep forgetting that I got people on the phone, so, like, you know, I gotta, like, bring them back into the call and shit.
My bad. It's easy to forget. This is hilarious, man. Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney. Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen. Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing. I don't use anybody's toilet.
You came down, you used the toilet, you took a big shit. And
I took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Why don't you tell me in your own words? Be honest.
Sure.
The Russians are upset. We're trying to keep them at peace, all right? I need you to tell me everything.
I did not do anything. Basically, what you told me.
I mean, this guy, we could start a war over this.
Oh, God.
You know, the judges, I don't know what they're going to think, you know.
What did they do? Am I in trouble?
Well, yeah, son.
What did they do,
sir? You just violated international law.
I really don't know anything about that, sir.
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, that's...
What did I do?
Right, we're all going to get our hand released.
people came from miles around to hear Big Rocket. He learned a few new styles since a two-year-old pickpocket. Cut out, sad house, sickening. Now get retarded like Mad Cow kicking in. Yick, Chris wasn't tricking. And what's in the stew if the flu is in the chicken? We all got our vices. Some got the ball to call the shots off the dices. And that's Vic. Bring slaughter to your section. Have y'all's MC get an order of protection. His name rings bell, said Jake. He sings well, even with this King Hell headache. Hit him with an anvil to trigger a scandal. If not, just to get free press off the nigga channel. He only plays for high prices and raises his hourly rate based on how nice he
There's
is.
There's a lot of I murdered you raps. You don't listen enough, see me pissing enough. Leave your yellow spots around your bed area, defecate around your head area. Precise where I meet that ass and greet that ass. LeBray and what? Defecate in your apartment off one set area.
I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave
labor.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling a sweatshop?
I don't have time for your bullshit.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucker, you speak Spanish.
You speak English, I say.
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You other bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But what's my squalling?
Hey, fuck you, man.
First of all,
Fuck, I can't talk on this phone line. Just give me the room number and the last name I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Jesus. No, you're not having no sex with me. Yes, I am. You're gonna like it too. No, you're not. You can go to hell, you damn Republican. Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Look, boy, I'm gonna have sex.
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
Go smell their panties while we talk to you.
Who the hell is this? I hear fucking laughing in the background. Who is this?
Let me talk to your hot sister.
Fuck you. If you call again, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
You were a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Hey,
fuck you.
Look, fuck, man.
Fuck you. I'm not on my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's right. Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I'm innocent.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I like chicken.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We will give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Show me your dick, motherfucker.
You're a pussy, motherfucker.
Are you asking me out?
Get out over here.
Don't worry about it.
Tell me.
Do you know who's your daddy? No.
Tell me.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's good.
Are you happy?
I'm happy, yeah, with your mom. Yeah, I'm fuck your mom. Yeah, I'm happy.